The following is a review of the financial reporting and analysis principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Understanding Income Statements. The income statement reports the revenues and expenses of the firm over a period of time. The income statement is sometimes referred to as the statement of operations, the statement of earnings, or the profit and loss statement. The income statement equation is revenues minus expenses equals net income. Under IFRS, the income statement can be combined with other comprehensive income and presented as a single statement of comprehensive income. Alternatively, the income statement and the statement of comprehensive income can be presented separately. Presentation is similar under U.S. GAAP. Investors examine a firm's income statement for valuation purposes, while lenders examine the income statement for information about the firm's ability to make the promised interest and principal payments on its debt. Our first LOS for this topic review is to describe the components of the income statement and alternative presentation formats of that statement. Revenues are the amounts reported from the sale of goods and services in the normal course of business. Revenue less adjustments for estimated returns and allowances is known as net revenue. Expenses are the amounts incurred to generate revenue and include costs of goods sold, operating expenses, interest, and taxes. Expenses are grouped together by their nature or function. Presenting all depreciation expense from manufacturing and administration together in one line of the income statement is an example of grouping by nature of the expense. Combining all costs associated with manufacturing, such as raw materials, depreciation, and labor, as cost of goods sold, is an example of grouping by function. The income statement also includes gains and losses, which result in an increase or decrease of economic benefits. Gains and losses may or may not result from ordinary business activities. For example, a firm might sell surplus equipment used in its manufacturing operation that is no longer needed. The difference between the sales price and book value is reported as a gain or loss on the income statement. Summarizing, net income is equal to income, which includes revenues and gains, minus expenses and losses. Thus, the components can be arranged as follows. Net income equals revenues minus ordinary expenses plus other income minus other expenses plus gains minus losses. If a firm has a controlling interest in a subsidiary, the pro rata share of the subsidiary's income not owned by the parent is reported in parent's income statement as the non-controlling interest, also known as minority interest or minority owner's interest. The non-controlling interest is subtracted in arriving at net income because the parent is reporting all of the subsidiary's revenue and expense. A firm can present its income statement using a single-step or multi-step format. In a single-step statement, all revenues are grouped together and all expenses are grouped together. A multi-step format includes gross profit, which is revenues minus cost of goods sold. Gross profit is the amount that remains after the direct costs of producing a product or service are subtracted from revenue. Subtracting operating expenses, such as selling, general, and administrative expenses, from gross profit results in another subtotal known as operating profit or operating income. For non-financial firms, operating profit is profit before financing costs, income taxes, and non-operating items are considered. Subtracting interest expense and income taxes from operating profit results in the firm's net income, sometimes referred to as earnings or the bottom line. The next two LOS require us to describe general principles of revenue recognition and accrual accounting, specific revenue recognition applications, including accounting for long-term contracts, installment sales, barter transactions, gross and net reporting of revenue, and implications of revenue recognition principles for financial analysis. And to calculate revenue given information that might influence the choice of revenue recognition method. Under the accrual method of accounting, revenue is recognized when earned and expenses are recognized when incurred. The important point to remember is that accrual accounting does not necessarily coincide with the receipt or payment of cash. Consequently, firms can manipulate net income by recognizing revenue earlier or later, or by delaying or accelerating the recognition of expenses. According to the International Accounting Standards Board, revenue is recognized from the sale of goods when the risk and reward of ownership is transferred, there is no continuing control or management over the goods sold, revenue can be reliably measured, there is a probable flow of economic benefits, and the cost can be reliably measured. For services rendered, revenue is recognized when the amount of revenue can be reliably measured, there is a probable flow of economic benefits, the stage of completion can be measured, and the cost incurred and cost of completion can be reliably measured. According to the Financial Accounting Standards Board, revenue is recognized in the income statement when realized or realizable and earned. The Securities and Exchange Commission provides additional guidance by listing four criteria to determine whether revenue should be recognized. There is evidence of an arrangement between the buyer and seller. The product has been delivered or the service has been rendered. The price is determined or determinable, and the seller is reasonably sure of collecting money. If a firm receives cash before revenue recognition is complete, the firm reports it as unearned revenue. Unearned revenue is reported on the balance sheet as a liability. The liability is reduced in the future as the revenue is earned. For example, a magazine publisher typically receives subscription payments in advance of delivery. When payments are received, both assets and liabilities increase. As the magazines are delivered, the publisher recognizes revenue on the income statement, and the liability is reduced. Now we can begin looking at specific revenue recognition applications. Revenue is usually recognized at delivery using the revenue recognition criteria we have just discussed. However, in some cases, revenue may be recognized before delivery occurs or even after delivery takes place. One such case is long-term contracts. The percentage of completion method and the completed contract method are used for contracts that extend beyond one accounting period, often contracts related to construction projects. In certain cases involving service contracts or licensing agreements, the firm may simply recognize revenue equally over the term of the contract or agreement. When the outcome of a long-term contract can be reliably estimated, the percentage of completion method is used under both IFRS and US GAAP. Accordingly, revenue, expense, and therefore profit are recognized as the work is performed. The percentage of completion is measured by the total cost incurred to date divided by the total expected cost of the project. Under IFRS, if the firm cannot reliably measure the outcome of the project, revenue is recognized to the extent of contract costs, costs or expense when incurred, and profit is recognized only at completion. Under U.S. GAAP, the completed contract method is used when the outcome of the project cannot be reliably estimated. Accordingly, revenue, expense, and profit are recognized only when the contract is complete. If a loss is expected, the loss must be recognized immediately under both IFRS and U.S. GAAP. As compared to the completed contract method, the percentage of completion method is more aggressive since revenue is reported sooner. Also, the percentage of completion method is more subjective because it involves cost estimates. However, The percentage of completion method provides smoother earnings and results in better matching of revenues and expenses over time. Cash flows are the same under both methods. Installment sales are another case where revenue recognition might not coincide with delivery. An installment sale occurs when a firm finances a sale and payments are expected to be received over an extended period. Under U.S. GAAP, if collectability is certain, revenue is recognized at the time of sale using the normal revenue recognition criteria. If collectability cannot be reasonably estimated, the installment method is used. If collectability is highly uncertain, the cost recovery method is used. Under the installment method, profit is recognized as cash is collected. Profit is equal to the cash collected during the period multiplied by the total expected profit as a percentage of sales. Under the cost recovery method, profit is recognized only when cash collected exceeds costs incurred. Both the installment and cost recovery methods are typically used only for sales of real estate. Under IFRS, the discounted present value of the installment payments is recognized at the time of sale. The difference between the installment payments and the discounted present value is recognized as interest over time. If the outcome of the project cannot be reliably estimated, revenue recognition under IFRS is similar to the cost recovery method. Barter transactions and round-trip transactions present another application of revenue recognition. In a barter transaction or non-monetary exchange, two parties exchange goods or services without cash payment. A round-trip transaction involves the sale of goods to one party with the simultaneous purchase of almost identical goods from the same party. The underlying issue with these transactions is whether revenue should be recognized. In the late 1990s, several internet companies increased their revenue significantly by buying equal values of advertising space on each other's websites. According to U.S. GAAP, revenue from a barter transaction can be recognized at fair value only if the firm has historically received cash payments for such goods and services and can use this historical experience to determine fair value. Otherwise, the revenue is recorded at the carrying value of the assets surrendered. Under IFRS, revenue from barter transactions must be based on the fair value of revenue from similar non-barter transactions with unrelated parties. Another issue in revenue recognition is gross and net reporting of revenue. Revenue can be reported on a gross or net basis. Under gross revenue reporting, the selling firm reports sales revenue and cost of goods sold separately. Under net revenue reporting, only the difference in sales and cost is reported. While profit is the same, sales are higher using gross revenue reporting. For example, consider a travel agent who arranges a first-class ticket for a customer flying to Singapore. The ticket price is $10,000, and the travel agent receives a $1,000 commission. Using gross reporting, the travel agent would report $10,000 of revenue, $9,000 of expense, and $1,000 of profit. Using net reporting, the travel agent would simply report $1,000 of revenue and no expense. The following criteria must be met in order to use gross revenue reporting under U.S. GAAP. The firm must be the primary obligor under the contract, bear the inventory risk and credit risk, be able to choose its supplier, and have reasonable latitude to establish the price. Revenue recognition principles have implications for financial analysis. As noted previously, firms can recognize revenue before delivery, at the time of delivery, or after delivery takes place as appropriate. Different revenue recognition methods can be used within the firm. Firms disclose their revenue recognition policies in the financial statement footnotes. Users of financial information must consider two points when analyzing a firm's revenue: how conservative the firm's revenue recognition policies are, and the extent to which the firm's policies rely on judgment and estimates. Recognizing revenue sooner rather than later is more aggressive.